Otis Gibbs, ladies and gentlemen. Big hand.
I haven't the slightest idea what he just said. Did he say I was handsome? I feel like I blew my introduction, didn't I? Maybe we'll try it again. So ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome all the way from Wanamaker, Indiana, via East Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Otis Gibbs. Mr. Otis Gibbs. I got a woman with a weary mind. I got a woman with a weary mind. I got a woman with a weary mind. Been thinking about her wherever I go. When I'm hard traveling, she waits at home, and she never settles for less than second best. I wake up in hotels, wondering where I am. I wake up in hotels, wondering where I am. I wake up in hotels, wondering where I am. Secondhand cars, backstage tales, cold train stations, feeling like hell. 'Cause I never settle for less than second best. Get a name tattooed on my left arm. Gonna get a name tattooed on my left arm. Gonna get a name tattooed on my left arm. I don't have much money for my new tattoo. Oh, but I'm not worried. I know what to do. 'Cause I never settle for less. Second best. I got a woman with a weary mind. I got a woman with a weary mind. I got a woman with a weary mind. Been thinking about her wherever I go. When I'm out traveling, she waits at home, but she never settles for less than second best. Talking about, don't you? You guys have been to that one. And I'm walking through the truck stop and I see this really big hairy trucker staring me right in the face, just looking right back at me. Really mean, tough looking guy, just looks like he's in a bad mood. So I figure I'm going to step aside and give him a little bit of space. And about that point, we make eye contact. And that's the moment when the social contract kicks in and I feel the need to address him in some way. So I said, hey, buddy, how you doing? He says, I'm fat and I'm ugly, but at least I'm not on Facebook. You find wisdom in the damnedest places. I'm
so tired of the beautiful people. I'm so tired of the elegant games. I'm so tired of being normal and treated strange. I don't need the late night parties or their plastic perfect world where only the graves are real. Where are my true friends? Where did they go? Where are my true friends? Where did they go? God damn, all of my fake friends. The ones that cling to me like I'm a star. Everyone's your best friend when you're closing down the bars. But God bless the ones who really are. I'm so tired of making bargains. I'm so tired of cutting deals. I'm so tired of working harder and spinning wheels. Then I woke up in someone's vision with a pile of day-old dread, and only the graves were real. Where are my true friends? Where did they go? Where are my true friends? Where did they go? God damn, all of my fake friends. Ones that cling to me like I'm a star. Everyone's your best friend when you're closing down the bars. God bless the ones who really are. God bless the ones who really are. I'm so tired of sitting politely. I'm so tired of faking a smile. I'm so tired of delusional people living in denial. I don't need the addicts and pushers, even though they're running the whole damn thing. And only the graves are real. Where are my true friends? Where did they go? Where are my true friends? Where did they go? God damn. All of my fake friends, the ones that cling to me like I'm a star. Everyone's your best friend when you're closing down the bars. But God bless the ones who really are. God bless the ones who really are. This is a song for those who really are. Up and under your skin, you might sit there alone, but you're about to be thrown into a box you never could fit in. We were made to break. We were made to break. I once knew a man who claimed he could handle anything that life could throw his way. There was no such hope, he was swinging from a rope. Seems he couldn't stand another day. We were made to break and struggle with the private pains. And if you just can't stand the strain, you're already dead. For too many nights I laid there quiet, visited by a vision of pain. A St. Christopher lying on the living room floor, helpless to the very end. We were made to break, struggle with our private pains. And if you just can't stand the strain, you're already dead. We'll be right back. yours and fine if you're old enough to do as you please. But you might lose that glazed over grin on your face when you lost as many friends as me. We were made to break and struggle with our private pains. And if you just can't stand the strain, you're already dead. We were made to break and struggle with our private pains. And if you just can't stand the strain, you're already dead.
Thank you, guys. I have to be honest with you guys and let you know that I haven't the slightest idea where in the hell I am right now. And I thought that I saw the name of this I think it's the town written down, and then I was even more confused. Is it all I could make of it was Large Marge. That wasn't it. How do you pronounce it? Well, I know the In the Woods part. That worked out all right, but I appreciate that. There's also is that the name of the town? In the Woods? In the Woods? Anybody want to try the name of the town? Lac La Fouche? Lac La Fouche. All right. Some civic pride here. I like that. I'm going to work on that as the evening goes, okay? Lakaf Lagerfush. With a brother in the kitchen, breaking green beans in half, while her father worked in a coal mine, doing chores he'd left for them. Say her mother left and took the family car on a cold Midwestern evening, left everything behind, searching for a little peace of mind. Somewhere on the other side, Caroline, Caroline, lives her life inside a daydream, and she keeps it all inside, all the pain she has to hide. All the boys would stand in line for Caroline. When the daughter of a miner loved a boy from down the road, well, at 16 she was wedded, he was 24 years old. Well, the checks were small and the debts were large, and it seemed he'd never work. He had a problem with the bottle, he'd get drunk and she'd get hurt. Lonely, depressed, and insecure, lives her life inside a daydream, and she keeps it all inside, all the pain she has to hide. All the boys would stand in line for Caroline.
living in a motel door, sleeping jumbled across two beds. Tries not to wake till then, tangled in her long black hair. Dreams of leaving hell, but in heaven jail, I was. Read the sins of the Father will be visited upon the Son. She lives in fear of things to come. Caroline, Caroline, lives her life inside a daydream. And she keeps it all inside. All the pain she has to hide. A peace to be with you in time, Caroline. Peace will be with you in time, Caroline.
Has anybody here been to Newcastle, England? A few people. I was there just last week, and I stepped out of the train, and just like, you know, I was kind of in my own little world, wasn't thinking about anything. I stepped off the train, and I'm not really sure how to say this, so I'm just going to kind of blurt it out. I looked off to my right, and there were 15 or 20 shirtless, 4-foot-tall men wearing luchador mask, running and screaming from one side of the train station to the other. I'm going to repeat that for you guys. There were 15 or 20 shirtless, 4-foot-tall men wearing luchador mask or Mexican wrestling mask, running from one end of the train station to the next, screaming. And I just kind of stood there in awe. And I thought to myself, this is the greatest moment of my entire life. My life will never, ever again be this amazing as this moment right here. And I just stood there. I was in awe. I couldn't believe it. And I just had to tell somebody. It was like a UFO sighting or something. It was. I felt like I just won the state championship at something. And I went to the gig, and the promoter was there, and some of his friends were standing around. And I'm like, man, you guys aren't going to believe this. This was incredible. You got to hear this. And I told them about it, and they weren't even the slightest bit impressed. And I think that says a lot about Newcastle. I said, Otis, we call that Thursday. Through the Silver King Mine, some wind box city and it's closing time to another dead-end week in a vacant lot. People talk about Joe and what went down, and now you can't find justice in a Utah town, so you tip your hat to a stranger and you walk on by, waiting on a chance to shine. Waiting on a chance to shine. In the sidewalks, factories, and fields, it found a dust-filled dream laying flat on the ground, waiting on a chance to shine, waiting on a chance to shine. The world is full of lonely fools staring at each other from across the room, wishing they could get up the nerve to speak their minds. But it's hard for a man to stand his ground, locked up in stag prison and beaten down, watching shadows creep across the walls of sleepless nights, waiting on a chance to shine, waiting on a chance to shine. Justice is a woman in a rocking chair, combing the tangles from her long black hair, waiting on a chance to shine, waiting on a chance to shine. As the people try to tell the story of a crooked trial, how the workers could stop all speeding trains to every ship in the ocean with mighty chains, every wheel in God's creation, every mill and mine, waiting on a chance to shine, waiting on a chance to shine. Every time I dream about better times, I could feel Joe's ashes stirring deep inside, waiting on a chance to shine, waiting on a chance to shine. It's a cold wind blowing through the Silver King mines from Wanpox City, and it's closing time to another dead end week in a vacant life. Has anybody here been to Wanamaker, Indiana? Nobody? How is that possible? Oh, I tuned too soon, didn't I? Coming back up. There we go. I grew up in this town called Wanamaker, Indiana. It was a little bitty farming community. And we had one day a year where all of the kids would ride their parents' tractors to school. We called it Tractor Day. We were very creative people. And I was convinced that we were some kind of an artist colony because there were so many creative people around. And I thought that kids from all over the world dreamed of one day coming and visiting us in Wanamaker, Indiana. I thought, surely you guys heard of us. And because of all the creative people there in the town, there was like my grandfather who played bluegrass music, and that's definitely an art form. And then my dad liked to get drunk on Friday and Saturday nights and sing along to Jerry Lee Lewis records at the top of his lungs. I think that's a bit of an art form. And then there was a strange woman who lived down the street who liked to walk out into the yard and paint pictures completely naked. And as a young teenage boy, I could definitely see the artistic value in that. But it turned out we were not an artist colony after all. We were just a bunch of hillbillies. Bowling alleys, skating rinks, hot dog stands to the 2 ounce drinks. Guy won't stop light, no, it ever does is blink. It's a small town. Saturday night. Soda fountains, five and dimes. Best rebuff floats that you'll ever find. If you're a couple bucks short, all you can pay us next time. It's a small town, Saturday night. And in the barbershops, all the old men cuss. Talking about fishing and making a fuss about how all these young kids today ain't never gonna amount to much. Ain't never had a rough like us. I like squeaking that front porch swing. I and bitching about prices of gasoline. Yeah, that's what we like to call making the scene in a small town on Saturday night. Lucy Watson was a fine young thing. When she'd pass by, all the boys would sing. Yeah, but she ran off with that guy from the gas station last spring. She left a small town on Saturday night. And remember that preacher when we were kids? He'd talk about love and nonviolence. Yeah, when he'd see Jesus was a pacifist, man, it all made sense. Wish we had more men like him. Summer breezes and fireflies. We go downtown, but everything closed at five. We'll just sit on the curb and wait for cars to drive by in a small town on Saturday night. Riding bikes through the center of town, popping wheelies and falling down. If you listen close, yeah, you can hear the sound of a small town on Saturday night. I've been saving my money for my new job, been pumping gas and working on cars. Yeah, there's this girl down at the diner and she's got me swimming in the stars. I think I'll ask her out next week. Bowling alleys, skating rinks, hot dog stands, 32-ounce drinks. Got one stop light and all it ever does is blink. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. So as a kid growing up there in Wanamaker, Indiana, my parents would work a couple different jobs apiece trying to make ends meet, as many of us do through hard times. And it would fall upon some of the strangest individuals to babysit me during the day. And do you guys have the term babysitting? Yeah. It's very important that we're speaking a common language here for this all to work out properly. One of the people that would watch me was my Uncle Briscoe, and he probably wasn't the best choice to be babysitting this little kid every day, just a little bitty kid, because he'd just gotten out of prison. You can see where this is going, I can tell. And it turned out he wasn't even my uncle after all. He was just shacking up with my aunt at the time. Do you guys have the term shacking up? Living in sin? Renting with the option to buy? Wait for it. It's a beautiful thing. I highly recommend it. I've been doing that for 14 years, and it's working out just fine, But I digress. So he got really bored watching this little bitty kid every day, so he got this idea. He took me down to this local honky-tonk saloon, and they had an upright piano over in the corner, really old beat-up thing, and he could play piano really well, really good piano player. And he would sit me up on top of the piano, and I would sing Jimmy Rogers and Hank Williams songs and things like that. And the drunks in the bar would say, "Hey, cute kid," and they'd give me tip money to play whatever their request might be. And then my Uncle Briscoe would take that money and get drunk on it. That's when I first learned how the music industry actually works. I can see some of you have met the music industry. But I loved it. At the end of every day, I would say, "Uncle Briscoe, can we please go back again tomorrow?" And he'd say, "I'll take you back every day, but you have to promise that you will not tell your parents what we're doing." I was 26 years old when I finally told my parents. And they were pissed off. But if it's all right with you guys, I'd like to do a song for my Uncle Briscoe. I'm going to try that one more time. If it's all right with you guys, I'd like to do a song for my Uncle Briscoe. That was a little bit better, but isn't this Friday night? That seems like it'd be a little rowdier than that on Friday night in Large Marge. But, let's try one more time. I'd like to do a song from my Uncle Briscoe. That's much better. That's much better. I came out of the old house about sundown while Mama was washing her hair. And you can bet your bottom dollar she'll come looking for me when she finds I'm not there. 'Cause if she catches her sweet thing running around, there's gonna be the devil to pay. She'll come rolling like a cyclone right through that door, and I can hear exactly what she'll say. Has anybody here seen my sweet thing? I had a notion he'd be heading this way. 'Cause if my sweet thing comes back from hanging around and finds a sandbox we can play, I'd like to tell all you barroom hussies that if my sweet thing does pass by, you better take my advice. And if you ain't more than twice, you better have something in your bag. I give my honey all my money on payday, except a little she don't know that I got. Yeah, there's a cute little waitress at the corner cafe who says she loves me quite a lot. Yeah, we were sitting in the back booth of having a ball. She's believing every word I said. Yeah, the door flew open. Mama walked in and shouted loud enough to wake up the dead. Hey, has anybody here seen my sweet thing? I had a notion he'd be heading this way. 'Cause if my sweet thing comes back from hanging around, he finds a sandbox where he can play. I'd like to tell all you barroom hussies that if my sweet thing does pass by, you better take my advice. If you ain't more than twice, you better have something in your eye. You better take my advice. And if you ain't more than twice, you better have something in your eye. Thank you, guys. Thank you all. I think we're going to take a break here in a second, and you guys are going to drink some booze, and I'm going to sit down for a second. And I think it would be nice if we treated this portion of the evening like we're going to – I really hate encores and things like that. I think they're really silly, and I just, you know, silly. So maybe we can call this the encore. And maybe I'll play another song or so, and you guys can clap and everything, and then we'll wait like – 20 minutes, and I'll come back out for the encore or something like that. How about that? This is a very important part of the evening, and I'd like for everybody to feel good about themselves, like we all participated in this portion of the evening and made a big deal out of it and made it such a proper spectacle that it should be. So maybe just to make sure we get it right, we ought to rehearse that. What do you say? You think we can rehearse that one time?
Yeah.
All right, let's try that. We'll try it. We'll go. Thank you, guys. Thank you all. I thought I was going to have to go home there for a second. All right. That was beautiful. All right. Thank you guys very much. Be sure and drink booze, and, you know, if you like booze, and drink coffee if you don't like booze, or drink water if you don't like coffee. And I will see you guys shortly. If you give me the time, I could give you a ride. 'Cause I got 1,000 pounds of Detroit steel and I'm ready to drive. If you give me the time, I could give you a ride. Mr. Driver's gonna send you on down the line. 'Cause I got 1,000 pounds of Detroit steel. I'm
waiting patiently by, and I've been feeling to cry. If we wait here all night, we'll be haggard and dry. Mr. Driver's gonna send you on down the line. So I got 1,000 pounds of Detroit steel, and I'm ready to try. Push me, am I? All the standing around's been a dragging me down, and I've been feeling the grind. I ain't wanting to fight, but if you push me, I might. Mr. Driver's gonna send you home down the line. So I got 1,000 pounds of Detroit steel, and I'm ready to drive. If you give me the time, I can give you a ride. 'Cause I got 1,000 pounds of Detroit steel, and I'm ready to drive. If you give me the time, I can give you a ride. Mr. Driver's gonna send you home down the line. 'Cause I got 1,000 pounds of Detroit steel, and I'm ready to drive. I got 1,000 pounds of Detroit steel.
Thank you, good night. I guess I should, where did Bart run off to? There we go. I was supposed to tell you, Bart, that I just got a text message from Gretchen Peters, and she told me to hug you. So, I mean, I'm not the hugging type, but Gretchen told me so, so you know. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back, all the way from Wanamaker, Indiana, via East Nashville, Tennessee, via the backstage dressing room right up onto the stage, Mr. Otis Gibbs. Storm, if the rain don't deliver, if it just passes over and darkens the sky. What good is a cloud if it hangs over my head, but it never drops water, it just passes by. I took off my shoes and walked out in the river, walked out in the river, but the river was dry. I took off my clothes and laid down in the river, laid down in the river, but the river was dry. With a handful of seeds and a rich fertilizer, and a soil that's as black as a Midwestern night. But the sky never rains and the sun is relentless. There's a year's full of work laying dead on the vine. I took off my shoes and walked out in the river, walked out in the river, but the river was dry. I took off my clothes and laid down in the river, laid down in the river, but the river was dry. Somewhere in Indiana, there's a lot of good people who could use a little rain, but it ain't gonna come. So Somewhere in Indiana, there's a man getting older. There's a field that needs tending and a song that needs sung. I took off my shoes and walked out in the river. Walked out in the river, but the river was dry. I took off my clothes and laid down in the river. Laid down in the river, but the river was dry. Sometimes I give it all I got. Sometimes I give a little more. Ah, but it's never enough. Feels like it's never enough. When your life's in a fade and you don't feel so beautiful, you stumble and fall. All that matters is that you get up. They're all waiting to drag you down, so you gotta stand tough. Sometimes I give it all I got. Sometimes I give a little more. Ah, but it's never enough. Feels like it's never enough. When your light's in a fade and you don't feel so beautiful, you stumble and fall. All that matters is that you get up. 'Cause they're all waiting to drag you down, so you gotta stand tall. I sat with her for a while, listening to nothing but the world spinning round. Realized my own life been gently wound. Sometimes I give it all I got. Sometimes I give a little more. Ah, but it's never enough. Feels like it's never enough. When your light's in a fade and you don't feel so beautiful, stumble and fall. All that matters is that you get up. 'Cause they're all waiting to drag you down, so you gotta stand tall.
Indiana. I had this, I was in high school, and I had this friend. It was a girl, and she was just
She was one of my closest friends. I really, really liked her a lot. And I actually had a crush on her. And I didn't really have the nerve to tell her. I was afraid that if I mentioned it to her and she didn't feel the same way, that we might not even be able to be friends anymore. So I kind of kept it to myself, and I was really worried about it. But I remember driving through Wanamaker one day, thinking about her. And I drove by her house, and I went ahead and pulled in the driveway. And I walked up to the front door and just knocked on it, and nobody answered. But I heard something in the back of the house, so I started walking around the side. And they had this really big pasture, big open grassland back behind the house. And she was sitting there on a horse, and the sun was setting behind her, just beams of light coming from behind her, and she had a long blonde hair that was just blowing in the wind. And I just stood there and thought, she looks so beautiful. I just couldn't, I wanted to say something, but I couldn't think of anything to say, but she just looked so pretty. And as I was standing there trying to think of something to say, she started reaching back in her back pocket, and she pulled out this can of something, and she kind of reached inside of it and pulled out a great big wad of chewing tobacco and put it in her mouth. It was at that very moment that I realized I didn't love her anymore. Life has a way of sorting things out for us sometimes.
I had a dream last Thursday, we'd want to make her pound. You were skipping rocks, making ripples in the calm. And I was making daisy chains, picking dandelions. I wanted just to hold you, but I lose my nerves sometimes. I just sat there quiet, waiting for a chance, looking through the cattails down at the water's edge. But both of us know better than dreaming every night. There ain't never been no mercy to fall out of the sky. But we need it. But we need it. Ain't nothing special but me and you. Ain't nothing special but the things we do. But the stars still shine, and the night still falls. Little bit of loving's what I've been talking about. Put it in your pocket, carry it around till you need it. Hardest thing about living is getting by day to day. You hire your time to someone else, you never get your way. You look forward to the weekend, and Monday rolls around, caught up in a cycle. It never comes in waning. I came home last night and felt that sinking pain. My body ain't what it once was, and my mind's about the same. Well, I saw you in the kitchen, just raising up the blinds, waiting for some mercy to fall out of the sky. Oh, but we need it. Ain't nothing special but me and you. Ain't nothing special but the things we do. But the stars still shine, and the night still falls. Little bit of loving's what I've been talking about. Put it in your pocket, carry it around till you need it.
does not mean that I will know how to play it. But, all right, who said that? We'll see how I can do on this one. Our first request of the evening, probably our last. Steve was a hardened man, spent half of his life in a caravan, traveling from a town to town, selling snake oil religion. What if you didn't know you needed? He could spot a lobby from a mile away. Ever since he was a kid, he could bomb change and also sell a drowning man water, make a young girl cry. All with a wink and a smile. Yeah, all with a wink and a smile. Lonely girls walk on the midway. Preacher Steve would often walk up and flirt. Yeah, you see him sitting under the Ferris wheel, picking coins up out of the dirt. Picking coins up out of the dirt. Trying to find myself long before the weight of the world could crush my spirit down. Yeah, it was a time he's running the tale to world, telling whoever listened about this crazy old world how it don't give a damn about you or your problems. You better find an angle and fast. He could quote the Bible 4 hours on end, find the perfect scripture to support all his plans and schemes, and twist around till it mirrors your dreams. Someone's about to get screwed. Yeah, someone's about to get screwed. He's got one hand over the Bible, and the other's reaching in your purse. Yeah, Preacher Steve could walk on water while the whole world's dying of thirst. And the whole world's dying of thirst. Trying to find myself long before the weight of the world could crush my spirit down. Trying to find myself long before the weight. Crush my spirit down. He's got one hand over the Bible, and the other's reaching in your purse. Yeah, that's Preacher Steve and the people who believe in him, and I can't decide which is worse. No, I can't decide which is worse. Try to find myself long before the weight of the world that crushed my spirit down. Try to find myself long before the weight of the world that crushed my spirit down. I used to have this job where I planted trees, and I planted 7,167 trees in my lifetime, and it was hard work. They were big trees. They weren't little saplings. I did it for about 10 years, and it didn't pay very much money, and it was very hard work, but I liked it, so I kept doing it, and I would have a helper with me who would go out on the truck and work with me each day. And they were making even less money, and it was really hard work. So people would show up for their first day of work and then never come back. And it happened a lot. So there was a lot of turnover, and you didn't get to meet people that often or that well. But there was one guy that came in one day, and he just graduated college, and really seemed like a really nice guy, had a great energy about him. And I guess he had a degree in English. And he'd have a book with him, be reading all day. And he came out and worked with me. And we had a really, really bad day, really hard day's work. We were planting a bunch of really big trees, and we would dig everything with a shovel, just by hand. And it was like digging in this floor right here. It's really hard ground. And about 6 hours into the day, I looked over, and I realized his hands had big blisters all over them, and it broken open, and they were bleeding. And he had mud caked in there also. And he never once complained. He just kept working, you know, didn't say anything about it. And I thought, man, this guy's all right. This is a there's no way he's coming back again tomorrow. And so I sat him down and I said, hey, man, I just want you to know it gets better than this. It gets a little bit easier, and I'll do everything I can to make it easier for you if you just come back tomorrow. And he actually came back, and he kept coming back. And he worked with me for over 4 years, and we became really close friends. And I later found out that he had to come back because he was supporting his mother at the time and had to have the job. That tells you what kind of great guy he was. But we would have, on particularly bad days of work, we started this little game that we would play. When we had terrible days of work, we would decide the work that we do on this particular day, we're going to take the money from and we're going to set it aside and we're going to go do something really fun with that money because we earned it. So we would plan trips to places like Prague, you know, to New Orleans. We'd go to Nova Scotia. We'd go out western part of the United States and hang out with hobos and things like that. And so we did all these things, and we had, you know, it was a really fun time, and he was one of my favorite travel people. And but I got a phone call that he had passed away on his 30th birthday. And it's one of those things that you never really get over or beyond. You just keep moving forward the best that you can. But if it's all right with you guys, I'd like to do a song for him tonight, if that's okay with you guys. I'll say, if that's okay with you guys. I remember 2 weeks in Nova Scotia, how we walked on the beach almost every day, with a boot full of sand on our way to nowhere, never knowing what would wash up out of sea. You found a starfish lying in the sand, you picked it up and held it in your hand so gently as the tide washed away. I was thinking about songs in faraway places when I remembered the words I forgot to say. I was thinking about the Lord above, and why did the good die young, and why did the worst of those among us never fail. I tried to believe that there's something more to this world besides keeping score, but frankly, I'm losing faith. As all my friends pass away, and I remember October in the Bay of Fundy, trying to sleep on a boat as we cross the sea. Night air was cold but full of healing. Nadia, won't you lay your hands on me? It was moonlight reflecting off the wave, silhouettes of whales taking a leap in the midnight, and my salt splattered face. I was thinking about songs in faraway places, and I remembered the words I forgot to say. I was thinking about the law of the booth, and why did the good die young, and why did the worst of those among us never fail. I tried to believe that there's something more to this world besides keeping score, but frankly, I'm losing faith. As all my friends pass away, and I remember the fog of Massachusetts, On the morning we stood on Kerouac's grave, I was thinking about the Lord above. And why did the good die young? And why did the worst of those among us never fail? Well, I tried to believe that there's something more to this world besides keeping score, but frankly, I'm losing faith. As all my friends pass away, the town that killed Kennedy, staring out the window of a Greyhound bus. I woke up and felt the age within me, with every mile my soul gathered rust. No one chooses to ride in a Greyhound. The only reason you're here, you're too broke to fly. And there's a devil named poverty that has brought us together. Now the devil's taking us for a ride. I woke up in the town that killed Kennedy, staring out the window of a Greyhound bus. I woke up and felt the age within me, with every mile my soul gathered rust. It's 3 a.m. in Baltimore, now it's left at the station. Had a 4-hour layover in the middle of the night. I saw junkies and hookers shooting heroin out in the open, and a man was getting mugged outside. I woke up in the town that killed Kennedy, staring out the window of a Greyhound bus. I woke up and felt the age within me, with every mile my soul gathered rust. Standing by the highway in a wave of steam that drifted through the night. I woke up in the town that killed Kennedy, staring out the window of a Greyhound bus. I woke up and felt the age within me, with every mile my soul gathered rust. With every mile my soul gathered. And thank you guys. I really truly appreciate y'all being here. I want you guys to know that. I really, it's beautiful to be able to travel on the other side of the world and meet nice people who are actually nice enough to pretend that they're enjoying what they're witnessing in front of them. That's very nice of you. I appreciate that. I sat back for a long, I spent about a year trying to think of some way that I could give like something back to people that they might enjoy, the folks that enjoy my music. And I couldn't really think of anything. But then one day, I'd sit. You know, when musicians are sitting backstage with each other or just hanging out or having coffee, they have some pretty wonderful conversations. They're really, really good. And I sit and wonder sometimes why interviews are so terrible when you have these people who are so interesting. And I sat and thought, you know, what if I recorded some of these conversations that I have with my friends who are musicians and made them available for the people who enjoy our music for free? And I pondered about it for a while, and I went ahead and did it, and I started this little, it's like a radio show, only you just stream it from my website. You can just hit play and listen to it for a half hour, 45 minutes, or you can go to iTunes and download it. It's called Thanks for Giving a Damn, and it's I have my friends on there, and we sit and talk, and it's people like Ray Wiley Hubbard, Jimmy LaFave, Ian Hunter, Gretchen Peters, Sam Baker, you know, Chuck Mead. There's so many people I have on there. Brian Henneman from the Bottle Rockets was this week's, and we sit and talk about whatever. There's no music. We're just sitting and talking, and it's become very popular in the United States. I'm only 18 weeks into it. There's a new one that goes up every Wednesday, and so on your commute, it's just a little MP3. If you want to download it, you can, but it's all free. I just want you guys to know that that's out there, and it's available, and it's in the world, and you might enjoy it. And I have to say, I also have some other people who you might not have heard about that come on. Friends of mine, a guy named, one person is Bob Olson, who was the head engineer at Motown. And he's the guy that would set the microphone in front of Stevie Wonder before Stevie started to sing. So he was always there through the heyday. And he came on and he just told a bunch of stories about that stuff. He talked about recording what's going on with Marvin Gaye and talked about, you know, the stuff that was happening in the studio. It was very fun, you know. And Motown actually released Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, or I Had a Dream speech. And he talked a lot about how putting that together. Very interesting. And there's other people like Phil Kaufman. You may not have heard of Phil Kaufman before, but he was Graham Parsons, one of his closest friends, and he was a road manager. And he's the man who promised Graham Parsons that when he died, he would take his body out to the desert and burn it. And he's the man that stole Graham Parsons' body from Los Angeles Airport and took it out into the desert and burned it. And he tells us the entire story. So, have I sold you yet? Is that a... Anyway, if you think you might enjoy that, like I said, it's completely free, and it's my way of saying thanks to you guys, and I hope you, if you do check it out, I hope you enjoy it. Has anybody here heard the show yet? We have one man. We have two people. Did you enjoy it? Is this a, you know, I realize I'm standing in front of you, so you don't want to say it sucks. Well, I mean, I would probably just start crying and go into the back room if you said that. But anyway, you did enjoy it. You guys enjoyed it? All right. See, there you go. We have testimonials.
There's a light that fades from a young man. When you're old and gray, well, you can't find a time of day. Ain't no one to meet, seeking shelter from the dead-end streets. In a hotel room in Kansas City, from a sunflower state, fool came calling. Sat down at the bar where the uptown ramblers meet. Half a mile away, you can still hear them guitars ring. They were ringing for you, Kansas City. Sitting for days waiting for answers. I could hop a train. What the hell have I got to lose? A million things on my mind, just a hobo passing time. I was thinking about you, Kansas City. time I lived in a day's dream. When I last awoke, I was in somebody else's head. 7 hours in a car, 45 minutes singing in a bar. Young man, when you're old and gray, well, you can't find a time of day. Ain't no one to meet, seeking shelter from the dead end streets. In a hotel room, Kansas City. I was thinking about you, Kansas City.
Man, I want to thank everybody for coming out. Thank you very much. I mean that. You know, there's a lot of things wrong with the world, a lot of things that are wrong with music, but you guys coming out here and shoving yourself in a room and listening to some jackass like me do what I do, that's everything that's right about music, and I really appreciate you guys coming, partaking in this. And I believe there's so many things that we complain about in the world, so many things that we bitch about, but it's good to say something good every now and then about something and be positive. And if you guys enjoyed, you know, whatever this is that we partook in together tonight, you know, please tell somebody. Tell a friend about it. Tell them about the shows that go on here, the things that, you know, there's a lot of my friends come and play here. And it'd be beautiful to have a nice full room for them when they come through, and I really believe you guys would enjoy it. So I really do think you guys are everything that's right about music, so give yourself a warm round of applause right here. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Like I said earlier, I really hate that whole charade of encores and crap like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna play one more song, and then I'm going to, like, walk right back here and stand there, and I'm going to act like I'm done. But you guys are going to be like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then I'll come back up here and act surprised, and I'll play I'll play some more music for you guys. But I do think this is a very important part of the show, and we can't screw this up. It's important. We've worked really hard to get to this point of the show. We've all sacrificed and struggled all through this thing. And I'd like to pull it together, and maybe we can just, like, you know, hit it out of the park, as they say. But so what I'm going to do, let's do a little bit of rehearsal so we make sure that it's right. Let's rehearse one. I'm going to go. Thank you, guys. Good night. That's what a surprise. Hey, man, you guys did that well. I didn't have to milk it or anything. That was really good. All right. I'm going to thank you guys for coming. I'm going to play one more song, and we'll get on about our lives. Thank you guys very much. Well, it was one of those nights, and I was thinking about you. In an imperfect world, dealing with so much stress. It's the way of the young from time to time, walking footsteps of fools to the path of the wise. Hold on to days of quiet life,
Hold on to days of quiet life. Hold on to days of quiet life. Don't worry, kid, you're never gonna be perfect again. They're gonna show you what the world's all about, and then you'll learn to feel down and out. But don't worry, kid, you know it's gonna be perfect again. There's nothing wrong with you that you can't work out. We're all filled with doubt, don't worry, kid. And it was one of those nights, and I was thinking about me, all the places I've seen. They left me so tired, through the eyes of a child who was frightened and empty. Now I look back and smile, remembering the nights. Hold on to days of quiet life. Hold on to days of quiet life. Hold on to days of quiet life. Don't worry, kid, you're never gonna be perfect again. They're gonna show you what the world's all about, and then you'll learn to feel down and out. Don't worry, kid, you know it's gonna get better than this. There's nothing wrong with you that you can't work out. We're all filled with doubt. Don't worry, kid. Nothing wrong with you that you can't work out. We're all filled with doubt. Don't worry, kid.
Thank you, guys. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Surprise! Wow! Wow, I had no idea. What a surprise. Man. Alright. I believe I owe you guys to take chances and go out on a ledge, and I try to take chances the best I can for you guys, and sometimes I fall flat on my face when I do that. Sometimes it's beautiful. But I'd like to take a little chance and walk out on a ledge right now, if you guys could. I recorded a song on my latest album, and it kind of blew up in the States. And it's one of those songs, sometimes you record them and you forget about them. And, you never think you're going to play it again. It's because you just record it, and that's what it is. But then people start telling you they like that song, and then you got to play the damn thing. So what I'd like to do, I don't know how to play this song, but I'd like to try it. And when I say blew up in the States, that's very relative also. I have to say that. I just realized I said that.
But if I can get somebody to assist me, that would probably help things out a little bit. Maybe we could do that. If anybody, you guys can figure that out. And I think I'd like to do this without the PA. What do you guys think about that? Can you mute that?
See, sometimes you write a song that has 8 pages of lyrics. That's a problem. I'm talking into the mic after I asked him to turn it off. I think you guys just learned a lot about me right there. You guys, why do you guys want to hold this? Would you like to hold this? I don't want to embarrass you. This is your big moment here. It's a big break right here. All right. Anybody here finish? Maybe can you read along and squish when you need to? That's very important now. We got any fishermen or fishing women? When I was a kid, what is the term for a woman who fishes? See, now part of the deal, if I'm going to take chances, no one can record it. That's part of the deal. Everybody promise? See, that's part of the deal. We're going to live in this moment right here. And we're going to remember it for the memory that it was, whether it's in horror or in strength. Have everyone's promise? Everyone promise?
Yeah.
I saw the devices all in the halls. All right, so when I was a kid, you're going to have to hold this up. Yeah. When I was a kid, a girl in Warmaker, I found out that the world's record flathead catfish was caught close to my house out of White River. And I was obsessed with that. I had Guinness's Book of World Records, and I would look at that, and I just couldn't believe that happened there. And my entire life, it's one of those things that stuck in my head. So I thought, man, I need to write a song that has absolutely nothing to do with that, but it does have something to do with that. So it goes like this. When I was just a teen, Grandma sat down next to me. Tell me about the time Big Whiskers got away. From the Broad River Spillway to the Waverly Bridge, there's been tall tales, rumors, urban legends, and myths about a world record flathead that some say has never been caught. Sometimes he was spotted in White River with blood as big as the coffin, laying nothing to mud. So his name was Big Whiskers, and he's the toughest cat that ever fought. As the story goes, when Grandpa was a kid, he was checking a trout by the Southport Bridge. He thought he was snacks, so he leaned down to take a look. The water started to boil, bubble, and churn as a flathead monster came to the surface and turned. Headed straight to deep water and got away by straightening the hook. When the word got around by the county, you've seen everybody laughing and refused to believe. And they heckled him every time that he walked by. He swore I'd been to everyone's face and proved them wrong and put them in their place. He vowed never to shame until proven it wasn't a lie. Are you guys following along, Bill? He fished every day as the year rolled past, became more obsessed with every cast. Straight to the river where Grandma would let him out hooks. After a while, the beard covered his face, and 10 years later, it was down to his waist. By the time he retired, it was almost touching the floor. When he walked into town, people's dogs were dropping so loud mouth came and hollers, he's the top. He didn't pay attention, he just kept on walking by. He went straight to the river and throw in some bait and wade through the water and patiently wait for the day Big Whiskers would fall on the end of the line. When I was just a teen, Grandma sat down next to me. Tell me about the time Big Whiskers got away. Is everybody still with me?
Yeah.
He had a secret recipe no cat could resist. He never wrote it down or even made a list. It was trial and error, and he never trusted anyone. He put livers and gizzards and shad in trails and some Limburger cheese just to fill up the smell. And coagulated blood stirred in with a white cap on. He filled little mason jar so they wouldn't need to set them out in the sun for at least a week. They had their permits, but they couldn't take them in too soon. He took them to an Indian burial ground, dug as deep as he could so they couldn't be found. Said the Lord's Prayer and dug them up by the light of the moon. Some people treat fishing as a chance to get drunk, but to him it was religion and it never gave up. And the stories about big whiskers just seem to grow. They say he sank three boats and one man drowned, he ate 10-pound bass and gobbled dust down. Grandpa became blood. Very true. We just modulated everybody. On a cloudy day like many before, he was wading through the shallows up along the shore, north of Ribbon Street by a railroad overpass. He finished half the day without a bite, decided to head home and call it a night. Before giving up, he threw in one more cast. But he felt something pulling on the end of his line, said to the book, and he let outside. He missed himself and he stand on a rock of stone. He pushed in a button on his echo reel, started walking backwards to the top of the hill. It's all his mind would be in you, and he wasn't hung up. You can hear his drag again. When he was going on, the tides of rain, the fish started pulling and stretching along for a while. He was running down the stream, his life was slack. He cast some of the cord up in the riprap. That's when he got a glimpse of big whiskers with his own two eyes. He could feel his heart begin to race and the river in the water and he tried to chase it. Enormous land gathers up towards the sand. Well, it must have confused an ancient cat as he ran and drowned in the weeds that he sat. Out of the water, all helpless, on dry land. Well, he strained and pulled and hauled his mind. He drug that old cat up the riverside, sat down in the gravel in the sand to try to catch his breath. When he leaned towards his head to get a better look, his beard got tangled in the rusted hooks. The battered old man had buried his sister's head. Grandpa went and felt the pain in 2 years pursuing the pain. Silly old fish that would rather be left alone. Well, I guess it was then that Grandpa snapped. He started feeling guilty and he foolishly laughed. Reached in his tackle box for his best pair of needle nose. He pulled every hook out of Big Whiskers' face and dragged back in the water and watched him swim away. He pulled out his scissors and started cutting off the edge of his chin. Well, he never said a word about what went down, but everyone knew as he walked into town that there was only one thing that would make him shake his beard. For the first time in years, he was truly alive and gave up fishing and after he died. They scattered his ashes on the banks of the White River. And some folks claim at the bottom of the dam there's a world record cat and a mean old man, resting in peace for the first time in too many years. When I was just a teen, Grandma sat down next to me. Tell me about the John Big Whiskers Cowboy. Tell me about the John Big Whiskers Cowboy. Across the moon.
no city lights.
But you say that.
Shining so bright. If I should become someone you don't recognize, stars will still shine on the child's bridge tonight. Stars will still shine on the child's bridge tonight.